Microplastics have been found in human bodies, at the bottom of the ocean, and in the Arctic. They're an emerging concern for scientists and for a group of seniors working to safeguard the environment. Sophia Schmidt reports from Philadelphia.
And we collect these samples in glass.
In a lab at Chestnut Hill College, retired biology professor Bob Meyer is looking for tiny bits of plastic filtered out of water from the nearby Wissahickon Creek.
Now, I don't see anything, but it might be too small to see.
Meyer moves the samples slowly under a microscope.
Ah, got a thread. Yep, and it's pink, so I know it's plastic.
Meyer is part of a group of seniors who monitor air, soil, and water quality in and around Philadelphia called the Senior Environment Corps. He calls out the different shapes of microplastics as he sees them, while another volunteer, David Schogel, tallies them up. They find tiny pieces with jagged edges.
Let's call that a fragment.
Long, thin fibers.
Oh, ooh, here's a blue thread this time. Another string.
Flat pieces that look like sheeting.
Wow, that's really shiny.
And bits with rounded edges.
Oh, I got another one of those nurdles, David.
Schogel reads out the results.
21 strings, 5 sheets, 10 fragments, and 5 nurdles.
Meyer thinks it's a lot of plastic for about 2 teaspoons of creek water.
I don't know how you get it out. I know how you stop it. You stop using plastic. But that's... we'll be pushing up the daisies before that stops.
Meyer is 71. He volunteers with the group because he wants to keep raising awareness of environmental issues and stay busy.
The horrible lure of retirement is to do nothing. And, you know, that's no good because you just end up vegetating at home watching, you know, daytime TV, and I don't want to do that.
The Senior Environment Corps keeps active. Some members wade into streams to collect water samples. Others test samples in the lab and do research. Some teach kids how to identify aquatic critters. Meyer and Schogel say there's a role for everyone, and the group is always looking for new members.
Anything you're particularly looking for in people who join?
If they're breathing, we want them.
Schogel is 85 and a retired social worker. He's been involved with the group for close to 3 decades. He sees it as another way to leave a positive legacy.
I'm not a wealthy fellow, and I don't have any money to leave behind to any groups or even my family. But I can leave a better world and hopefully inspire people to do something in the future. Moving on to item D.
The group of about 15 meets monthly at a senior center in Philadelphia's Germantown neighborhood called the Center in the Park. 74-year-old Eleanor Lundy Wade retired from a career as a health inspector and public health educator. She thought her biggest activity at the center would be playing Scrabble, but she was excited when she found out about the Senior Environment Corps.
I said, there are seniors that love and do the environment. I said, I want to be one of them.
At 97, Fred Lewis is the group's oldest member. He helped found it more than 30 years ago. Lewis retired from a career as a management consultant and sees the group's work on microplastics as a way to bring attention to an emerging issue. He remembers back when plastics first took off.
We were all trying to find purposes for plastic. I mean, it was something that was so new that people were just trying to get suggestions as how we can take advantage of it. And now it's how we can end it.
Lewis says some people might assume that the older you get, the less involved with society you become. But the Senior Environment Corps is proof that's not always true.
It's certainly no indication that you're on your way out. It possibly could be interpreted as you're on your way up.
At the count of 3.
Before the members end their meeting, they sing the Senior Environment Corps song. 3.
From the shores of Wissahickon to the banks of Darby Creek, we will monitor the air, water, and the resting faithfully. We are tracking down pollution, and we wish we could do more. We are proud to bear the title.
From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
That was a good rendition. Yeah.